Come, let us sing to Adonai, let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let all creation praise the greatness of God. Let the universe extol the glory of Adonai. Come, raise a song of joy this day, let all the earth applaud the one whose gospel has revealed the gentleness of God. The gentle Luke, whose careful zeal probed deep into the past, and won from Mary's quiet mind the mysteries of her heart. In simple words Luke told the world how Jesus was conceived, how Zachary had doubted God, but Mary had believed. He told how angels woke the night and made the silence sing, how shepherds came to David's house to honor David's king. He showed how in the heart of God compassion wins the day. The shepherd carries to the fold the sheep that went astray. He shows the joy that floods the sky each time God's grace has won. And in the Abba's open arms we see the contrite son. Luke told of one who on the road walked with them to reveal the nature of redeeming love which burns that it may heal, who stayed with them when darkness came to be with them and dine, who left them having broken bread and having blessed their wine. We praise you, Abba, God of all, we praise you, Christ the Son. We praise you, Spirit, for in you we may yet live as one. We beg you for the gift of sight to see in each your face, that even now our world may know the fullness of your grace. Your friends, Adonai, shall make known the glorious splendor of your reign. You angels and all powers of Adonai, O heavens and all waters above the heavens, sun and moon and stars of the sky, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. Every shower of rain and fall of dew, all winds and fire and heat, winter and summer, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O chill and cold, drops of dew and flakes of snow, frost and cold, ice and sleet, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O Mother Earth, O mountains and hills and valleys, all that grows upon the earth, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O springs of water, seas and streams, O whales and all that move in the waters, all birds of the air, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O beasts of the wild, and all you flocks and herds, all women and men everywhere, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. Let us glorify the One and the Word, and exalt the Holy Breath. In the firmament of God's power and love, glorify Adonai. Your friends, Adonai, shall make known the glorious splendor of your reign. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I am reminding you of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received, and in which you also stand. Through it you are also being saved. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
God looked at everything in creation. God named everything very good. Light and darkness, sun, moon, and the stars. God named everything very good. Earth and sea, sky and birds, fish and all creatures. God named everything very good. Human beings in God's image and likeness. God named everything very good. God looked at everything in creation. God named everything very good. Praised be Adonai, who in great mercy visits us like the orient from on high. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us,
to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Praised be Adonai, who in great mercy visits us like the orient from on high.
St. Luke carefully traced the whole story from the beginning and wrote his gospel so that we might understand the truth of the teachings we had received. May we diligently study the record St. Luke gave us concerning all that Jesus did and taught. Luke gave us the songs of liberation by Mary, Zachary, and Simeon, which we sing each day to proclaim the end of injustice and oppression and the establishment of your reign. May all who sing these canticles work together for the just distribution of your gifts and the fullness of life for all earthkind. Luke showed how in your heart, O God, compassion wins the day. As shepherd, you carry us gently back whenever we go astray. May we be moved deeply by your mercy and extend it to those who are lost. Luke told of one who walks with us on the road to reveal that your redeeming love burns that it may heal. May our hearts be set on fire by your word today, that we may carry it with haste to our broken world.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of life and compassion, you chose St. Luke to reveal by his preaching and writings the mystery of your love for the poor. Grant that those who already glory in your name may persevere as one heart and one soul, and that all nations may merit to see your salvation. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and loves with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.